Hey, Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark, talking all things COVID-19 and mental health. So for those of you who listen, we do a weekly podcast on mental health. And at the moment, we're doing a series of daily podcasts looking at how we can improve our mental health around this very unsure and sometimes erratic period. So today I wanted to talk about grief, okay? Yeah, grief really links into where we're at right now. So grief, whenever we think about grief, I think we assume that grief is to do with the loss of a person. And actually, it's not. Grief is loss. Grief is about the loss of something, the loss of something we once had. Could be freedom, it could be an identity, it could be a body that we once had, could even be a piece of clothing or a piece of jewelry. We get attached to all sorts of things. And you know, at the moment, there's this great sense of grief around us, and it's loss of, I mean, at the moment, more acutely, it's loss of freedom. A week or so ago, it was like loss of safety. That loss is still around. So there is a large sense of grief around right now. So I just wanted to talk through the kind of stages of grief. There's the disbelief stage of grief. And, you know, we went through disbelief. Can you remember when people, and still are a little bit, where people were disbelieving that this was really happening, and yet, no, this couldn't happen. And I remember saying about 3-4 weeks ago, well, they can't close the country down. They can't do that. And actually, yes, they can close the country down and almost have closed the country down. So that's one of the stages, disbelief. We are still a few people in that, but most people have come through that part now. Anger that we could have our freedom taken away from us, or anger that we could feel this sense of a lack of safety around us. How could this happen? How could a virus like this be happening in a world like ours now? So happy, angry at certain societies, certain cultures. I've seen anger at the political system, and I go, why? Because that doesn't bring us any good whatsoever. So anger is another one of those stages of grief. Bargaining is another stage of grief. So we go through that period of, well, you know, if I stay at home, then it will be all right for 2 weeks, won't it? If I stay at home for 2 weeks, everything will be good and I'm not going to get it and everybody will survive and everything like that. So we go through this bargaining period. And the other one is acceptance. Now, acceptance for me is the most important part, because for anybody who has done their own self-journey and their own self-work, once we accept that what is happening is happening, then all of a sudden our mind becomes more at ease with it. Okay, so acceptance is really, really important. So it's important now that we accept we are where we're at. We accept that the government are doing everything they can to take care of us. They're giving us the best possible advice that they can give us. And once we accept that, it puts us back in control a little bit. We accept that once we isolate, we become safer. We accept that the risks we take by going to shops or wherever we go, wherever we do choose to go to, are our choices, not the choices of the government. We accept that we wash our hands, that we have great hygiene, that, well, if we are out, that we take great care. Once we accept those, then it puts us back into control, which allows the mind to settle down a little bit. Once the mind settles down a little bit, we feel less anxious. Okay? So, they're the stages of grief. Just consider that you may be, most of us are experiencing some level of grief right now. And once we can accept that, then we can just settle down a tad. I want to leave this podcast with a little bit of an exercise, something you can take away and something you can do immediately. So I'm going to teach you very quickly how to do what we call a butterfly tap. A butterfly tap in EMDR is For those of you that are watching this on video, you'll see what I'm going to do now. So I'm going to give myself like a virtual hug. Both my hands are going to, both my arms are going to cross, and my hands are going to go into the opposite arms, upper arms. Okay, so I'm kind of hugging my biceps a little bit. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to tap slowly, really, really slowly. And then what I'm going to do as I'm tapping is I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to take myself to my favorite place in my world. So my safe place, a place where I feel at ease. Okay, and as I do that, and as I tap onto opposite arms with my arms crossed, then I'm delivering bilateral stimulation, we call it, okay? And if we do that, it brings, again, a sense of calm, because there's a lot of kind of psychology around and why this works, but give it a try, okay? At the very least, you can give it a try. Cross your arms, hug your biceps, and tap really slowly whilst thinking of your safest place, the place where you feel most at ease. Could be in your bed, it could be on your favorite beach, it could be anywhere you want, but really, really take yourself there. Hear the sounds as you're tapping, smell the smells that you would normally smell, okay? And this hopefully will bring a sense of calm to you. That, along with the deep breathing and other practices that we can do, will help us all navigate this very difficult time that we are going through right now. Okay, keep the questions coming in. There's some great questions coming in, and I will happily answer them for you. Until tomorrow, please take care, please look after yourself, and stay safe.